With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk leaves behind a remarkable legacy.
As he mourns the fatal shooting of one of his top political allies, the president said Kirk's impact on conservative politics will carry on.
We miss him greatly, yet I have no doubt that Charlie's voice and the courage he put into the hearts of countless people, especially young people, will live on.
He also announced plans to posthumously award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the nation's highest civilian honor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Phoenix yesterday at Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk's widow Erica said the evildoers responsible for her husband's assassination have no idea what they've done.
They should all know this. If you thought that my husband's mission was powerful before, you have no idea. You have no idea what you just have unleashed across this entire country.
The Utah County Attorney says he plans to file former charges against the suspected assassin of Charlie Kirk. Tyler Robinson is being held on state charges of aggravated murder, felony discharge of a firearm, causing serious bodily injury, and obstruction of justice. This week, Russia announced a deal on a new gas line pipeline to China.
That would give Russia a chance to replace some of the lost natural gas sales when they cut off their gas shipments to Europe. So they'd be finding a big new customer for their gas. One issue, however, is that it's not entirely clear China really needs the gas, so that the takeaway from this announcement may be China and Russia demonstrating their new closer relationship amid tensions with the United States, and China letting the U.S. know that it doesn't necessarily need U.S. shipments of liquefied natural gas from U.S. producers.
This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism in Australia.
If you say that a man is a man, you can be punished in that country. Carolee Smith, who works for a feminist group called Binary Australia, has been found guilty of, quote, vilifying two men who are playing on women's soccer teams and has been ordered to pay a fine of $200,000. Smith made the social media post warning of the danger posed to women forced to compete against men and pointing out that, quote, the top goal scorer in the NSW Women's League is a man. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As America becomes less religious, a growing number of people are turning to pagan practices to find assurance. Roughly 25% of adults say they believe in astrology, according to a recent Gallup survey. A May 2025 Pew Research poll found that close to one-third of Americans say they've consulted horoscopes or similar tools. In a new study published by the sociology journal Social Currents, researchers reveal that women are likely to look for the stars for guidance. This is SRN News. Boeing workers have rejected another contract proposal.
3,200 company employees have been on strike for nearly 6 weeks at three plants in the Midwest. The union that represents them says 57% of the members voted against the offer. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, District 837, says in a statement the proposal did not include a sufficient signing bonus or a raise in 401k benefits. The company says it's disappointed the employees rejected what Boeing officials say was a five-year deal with an average wage growth of 45%. I'm Mike Hempen.
Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook is asking a U.S. appeals court to reject the Trump administration's latest attempt to remove her from her post. This comes ahead of the central bank's next note or vote on internet rates and interest rates. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.